Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Bajdashny and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today we continue our training about Visual Studio Code, and in this session we will discuss how to integrate Visual Studio Code and Visual Studio Team Services. Last time we discussed how to integrate Visual Studio Code and Git, but we used just local Git installation, and of course in order to get most benefits from Git, we have to use a remote Git provider. So usually you have to select between two of the most popular Git providers, GitHub and Visual Studio Team Service. In the next session we are going to discuss GitHub, but in this session we will discuss Visual Studio Team Services. So in order to get access to Visual Studio Team Services, you can open visualstudio.com webpage. We already used this page in order to download and install Visual Studio Code. And you can create account in Visual Studio Team Services for free. Even if you want to use Visual Studio Team Services for production, you can use it for free if you have less than 5 developers in your team. So what is Visual Studio Team Service? Visual Studio Team Service allows you to manage software development lifecycle for a project. So Visual Studio Team Service supports code repositories, supports lots of different dashboards, task tracking, requirement tracking, and many different plugins. And of course you can get access to Visual Studio Team Service online using web portal, and you can find lots of different plugins for Visual Studio Team Service that can be integrated with Eclipse, that can be integrated with Visual Studio, and so on. In our case, we are using Visual Studio Code, and we will use Git in order to integrate Visual Studio Code and Visual Studio Team Service. So let's see how to do it. First of all, you have to create an account. I already have an account in Visual Studio Team Service, so I simply will provide my login and password. In your case, you have to use Live ID in order to get access to Visual Studio Team Service. So once you pass authentication process, you will be able to create a new project. So let's start, click the new button, and you can see that you can provide project name. In this case, we are not talking about code projects. We are talking about a project that can contain lots of different sub-projects inside different code repositories that will contain our tasks, requirements, reports, team portal, etc. So let's provide name for our project, my VS Code project. You can provide description as well, and on the next step you have to select process methodology. By default, Agile will be selected, but you can select Scrum or you can select CMMI. If you use Visual Studio Team Service on demand, Team Foundation Server, you can even edit and you can even download more methodologies. But in case of Visual Studio Team Service, you still can select just between three different methodologies. I think Agile in our case is great. And on the next step, you have to provide information about your code repositories. Visual Studio Team Service supports two different code repositories. So first of all, Team Foundation version control. And the second is Git. So we are going to use Git in order to build integration between Visual Studio Code and Team Foundation Service. So I have to select Git and I can click Create Project. And Visual Studio Team Service will spend a couple seconds in order to create all needed repositories, in order to initialize database, in order to create team portal, and so on. So once our project is created, we can change configuration for our project in order to provide access from Git. So we just created the project. On the main page, you can see list of all projects there. You can click Browse in order to select your project. For example, in our case, my Visual Studio Code project. And we can click Navigate. So browser will open the main portal for our project, and from this portal you are able to visit different tabs, you are able to visit code repository, you are able to work with tasks, you can configure builds for your project, different tests, etc. So we are going to work with code repository now, but before to start working and before to start cloning our repository, we have to set up Visual Studio Team Service. What we have to do? First of all, Visual Studio Team Service, you could see that it supports LiveID, but Git does not support LiveID, and we have to set up alternative credentials for our project. In order to do it, you have to click your username and you have to select my profile link, and we have to select security tab. Thanks to security tab, you can provide alternative authentication credentials. So in this case, you can use your origin name, or you can provide additional secondary name, and you have provide a password. Because these credentials are the same for all projects in Visual Studio Team services, I already have my alternative credentials, and I'm going to use them without any changes, but you have to provide a password and if you want secondary name. So frankly speaking, that's all, and now we can go back to Visual Studio Team Service. We can open our code repository, but we still have empty code repository, but on this page you can find some important information. For example, you can find a link that you can use in order to associate your Oracle Git repository and Team Foundation Service Git repository. And frankly speaking, you can see Microsoft just added a button, Generate Git Credentials, that allows to provide alternative credentials. So it's the same window, but you can get access to it directly from code tab. So in our case, we are going to copy our link to Git, to Oracle Git repository, and let's open Visual Studio Code. In the previous sessions, we already created something and we already initialized our working folder with Git, and we even made several commits, couple commits to Oracle Git repository. So on the next step, we have to associate our Oracle Git repository and remote Git repository in Visual Studio Team Service. In order to do it, I am going to invoke Terminal window. And in terminal window, I can use git remote command in order to add a new repository. Let's provide a standard name origin. And let's provide our URI. And frankly speaking, that's all. Let's click enter button. And now I should have associated my remote Git repository with my local Git repository. On the next step, I can use git push command. So let's try to do it. Let's push new origin O. Let's click enter. And I have to provide my username and password. In general, you can install a special extension in order to store your credentials, but I still don't have this extension, so I have to provide my name. And password. So done, something happened. And let's try to open Visual Studio Code, Visual Studio Team Foundation Service once again, and I will simply refresh my page, and you can see that I have my code inside Visual Studio Team Service now. So I have index HTML, I have a VS Code folder and settings.json inside. What about Visual Studio Code? You can see that, okay, I just associated my local Git repository and my remote repository. If I change something, let's add something stupid. Done, let's save it. And using git window, I can make commit. I can make commit link. And you can see that now I even should not restart Visual Studio Code. Now you can see the most important commands for my remote Git repository. So I can push my changes directly to remote repository. I can use pull commands, I can use sync commands. So all standard commands that you usually use if you work with a remote provider for Git. So let's click push, and of course I have not to use command line, I have not to use terminal window anymore, so I can make all actions directly from Visual Studio Code, and it's great. So let's open Visual Studio Team Service, let's click refresh, and if we open our HTML page there, loading, still loading, you will able to see our changes here. So it's not a problem at all. In the next session, we are going to discuss how to use GitHub, the second, the most popular, of course, remote Git provider, GitHub. Just pay attention that in case of Visual Studio Team Service, you can use a Visual Studio Team Service in order to create private repositories. So Visual Studio Team Service does not support public repositories. But in case of private repositories, you can get it for free if you have less than 5 people in your team. So I would recommend to use Team Foundation Service for all projects. There you have not to publish code like open source project. Thank you for your time.